Well, thank you both for coming in.
Our pleasure.
So, Kevin, what does this year's Gay Ski Week look like? How many people are participating?
We're 38 years old. We've been a nonprofit for 15 years, but we don't know exactly how many people attend. But we're estimating about 3,000.
38 years of Gay Ski Week. I mean, that's a lot.
Yes. We're the original, and we're the only nonprofit. There were no other Gay Ski Weeks previous to Aspen Gay Ski Week.
So how is Aspen Gay Ski Week a nonprofit?
All the money that we raise during Gay Ski Week, we give away to GLBTQ causes, both locally and nationwide. Locally, we've given money to the Hope Center, Aspen Film, and the high school GSAs, Gay Straight Alliances. So that's what we're doing locally. And of course, nationally, the big organizations like the Matthew Shepard Foundation.
What is the Matthew Shepard Foundation, Robin?
So the Matthew Shepard Foundation was founded in 1998 following the brutal hate crime murder of a young University of Wyoming student by the name of Matthew Shepard. You know, Matt was really outgoing, you know, cool kid that was just in the wrong place at the wrong time in a lot of ways. You know, he went out for a drink at a local bar after class one night, met the wrong people. They offered him a ride home, and they tried to rob him, and they beat him senseless with the butt of a handgun and left him tied to a fence. He was found 18 hours later by a guy on a mountain bike who thought he was a scarecrow until he got closer and realized that it was actually a young man tied to a fence. He was rushed to the hospital and died 6 days later. And that was October 12th of 1998. Matt's death became a national rallying point for the LGBTQ community around hate crimes and the need to improve protections for our community. And from that, you know, there was this huge outpouring of support for the Shepherd family. And with the money that came in that way, they decided that it was really a great opportunity for them to turn a tragedy into a movement. So that funding turned into the Matthew Shepard Foundation. So for the last 16 years, the Shepard family has traveled extensively around the country and around the world, telling Matt's story and advocating for stronger protections for LGBT people.
Well, and a lot of that has been through hate crime legislation, correct?
It has. You know, in 2009, the Matthew Shepard James Byrd Jr. Hate Crime Prevention Act was finally signed into law by President Obama. And that had been the result of, you know, nearly a decade's worth of lobbying by the Matthew Shepard Foundation, you know, with Judy Shepard taking the lead on that, as well as some of the other big organizations around the country. So it was this huge push. It took 10 years after Matt's death, which in a lot of ways is kind of shameful that it took that long for, you know, for our legislators and representatives to really realize that this was a problem. And since then, you know, the foundation is now launching some new programming where we're trying to strengthen those hate crimes protections. A lot of states don't have sexual orientation or gender identity and expression included in their own hate crime statutes. A lot of it is just race, religion, disability as their enumerated categories. And so in the coming years, we're really trying to make sure that even though there's a federal protection, that we include states and local jurisdictions.
So, I mean, Aspen kind of becomes a platform for these issues.
It does. And we're lucky that way. We have a board of directors at Aspen Out that cares, and that's why we give away the money that we make. It's part of our cause, absolutely. We're not just a party. You know, we're a lot more than a party.
Well, thanks to you both.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.